Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Kenneth Copeland would like everyone to know how to be loved, forgiven, and free, and that God's love never changes. Let's join in for this broadcast recorded before a live audience next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Most Christians do not believe that God loves them. Verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Let me see the hands here that qualify in that scripture. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in God, love dwells in God and God in him. The problem with Israel in the desert, they did not believe that God loved them. They didn't believe that. They did not believe that. He brought us out here to kill us. Well, Brother Copeland, you can understand that when you realize that God gave them all those hard rules to follow, and they're not hard rules to follow.
That's right. Amen.
They are too. Are not. I tell you what. Let's look at Romans chapter 13. Hold your place right there. We're coming back. Romans chapter 13. Verse 9. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Huh? Could it get an amen anywhere?
Amen.
His commandments are not grievous. Now, let me read this to you through God's eyes. God was not out to hurt anybody. Ever, ever, ever. It is not his will that any should perish.
That's right.
Amen.
Never, never, never.
Amen.
He said, Deuteronomy 28, I'm quite certain we'll get there. I'm jumping the tracks here a little bit, but in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, the blessing of Abraham. Oh my, blessing, 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 if you'll keep my commandment. If you do what I tell you to do, I want to bless you.
Amen.
Yes.
He's not trying to keep you from having fun. Sin ain't no fun.
No, it's not.
It was. Anybody that says the flesh don't have any fun at it and never didn't know how to do it. There's something wrong with your dumb self.
but your flesh can learn better.
Yeah.
See, the flesh actually has no mind. Your mind is part of your soul. Your soul is part of your spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. But that body doesn't know anything except what you teach it. Amen. That's all it knows. And if you read the fifth, turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father. That fifth chapter, in fact, this is the commission that the Lord spoke to Gloria and me at the very beginning of this ministry. Verse 12, for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby. Strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use or exercise, training, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. It has to be trained. Thank you, Lord. All right. Now let's look at that again in the book of Romans chapter 13. For this thou shalt not commit adultery. Now what's God saying here? He was saying, don't go do that. You don't need to be doing that. Don't covet somebody else's wife. I've got one plan for you. I know what you like, boy. I know you. You understand? I know you. I created one for you. I mean, I want you to know there's one out there. Let me tell you that there's one that... Whoa. Whoa. Didn't he do it for Adam? Didn't he do it? Well, he ain't never changed his mind. There is one for you. See what he said? Don't be doing that. I'm trying to bless you here. Don't be doing that.
Hallelujah.
I can't bless you. You're messing around like, don't be killing somebody. Come to me with it. Bring it to me. I repay, saith the Lord. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, but every time I come to you, you bless them.
I want you to kill them. Well, it ain't going to work like that. But can you see why God set these things up? He wasn't trying to make it hard on people. He's trying to fix it so the devil couldn't get in your business, man. He's trying to keep him out of it. And then when you did sin, he had a way of fixing it. That didn't begin with Jesus. Jesus is the Lamb of God. That began way, 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 way yonder, back yonder.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise God. So, God is saying, all of this, all of these commandments. Now, I want you to notice them. Thou shalt not covet if there be any, say any, other commandment. Any commandment. Any commandment. Now or then. It's covered. It's covered. Then you remember what Jesus said? Well,
I'll show you what Jesus said. Turn over to the 15th chapter of John. No, back up to the 14th chapter. How much time I got, Tim?
About 14 minutes.
Okay. In the 14th chapter, the 21st verse, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. He didn't say the one that cried and bawled and squalled all night.
That's right.
No, he said the one that keeps my commandments.
Amen.
Now, that's not just the 10. That's anything he has to say.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, that's all you have to do to get along with God is what he says do. I found out way too late that's all I had to do to get along with my dad. Way too late. But I finally came to that startling revelation of how smart he got. Amen. And how right he was. He really was.
Glory to God.
And he lived it before me. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's go to Isaiah 43. Who am I talking about here? Love. No, what am I talking about? Who am I talking about here? Love. It's love that wrote those commandments. Amen. So you'd know exactly what he's going to do. And he didn't start off by threatening you. He started off by saying, if you'll keep these commandments, all these blessings are going to come on you and overtake you. We drove up one day, Isaiah 43:25. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Why? If he remembered your sins, he couldn't bless you.
That's right. That's true.
Hallelujah. I drove in one day from, been on the road for some days, and we got in, and there was a yellow Mercedes convertible.
Come on.
And I didn't know who had come to see us. It's just parked in the driveway. So I called. I said, anybody have any idea whose car this is in my driveway? They said, it's yours. No, it ain't mine. They said, yeah. They said, one of your partners bought it for you.
Glory. Glory.
Get out of here. And I said, after a while, I said, after I like that for a little while. Amen. I said, Lord. I didn't ask you for that car. I am perfectly pleased and happy and satisfied. What's going on here? He said, didn't I tell you all these blessings would come on you and overtake you? I said, yes, sir. He said, boy, you just got overtook. Woo! I'll take me some of that any day of the week. Now, you know, there's a lot of folks, bless you, sweetheart, but you really need to get done with poverty thinking. And this is something that doesn't just fall on you. The scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be called equal with God. And you have to let it be in you, because it ain't going to just happen. Your mind don't even know what to do with that. It just kind of chokes. And it has to be trained with scripture and walk in it and live it. And we're not out. Well, thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. You realize I just work here.
That's right.
Amen. I got to get back on track here. Maybe we'll get to, but I did want you to see that 21st verse. What is his desire? To manifest himself to us. See?
Glory to God.
And his commandments are not grievous. Mm-hmm. And two, when you do miss it, what are you waiting on? Repent.
Right.
It ought not take over 10 seconds. Sir, I judge myself, I repent, and I receive my forgiveness, and I receive my cleansing from all unrighteousness. Thank you very much. Woo, glory to God. Yeah, but it just don't feel like he heard me. Well, sweet thing. Darling one. Shut up. Is that the way you prayed?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't hear you. You're right. No. Didn't he say it? We're right there in 1 John, back up to the first chapter. See, he started this whole book with this. So the entire book flows in the light of the fact that now you have read 1 John 1:9, you got sense enough to repent. And he's about to say things like, when you know God, you don't sin.
Yeah.
That's right.
What? You forgot chapter 1, verse 9. He started out with that. Mm-hmm. Thinking you and I had sense enough to follow that for at least 4 more chapters. There's only 5 chapters in the book. But of course, this needs to be backed up right next to the Gospel of John. Mm-hmm. Read from one right into the other. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, let's look at this, because this is a study in faith in itself. Verse 5, this is the message which we've heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. Oh, God is love, but God is light. Now, he's not talking light like sunshine. He's not talking light like illumination in natural physical light. No. When he said, light be, light was.
Amen.
The sun didn't exist for how many more days? Half a week had gone by before there was any sunshine.
Amen.
So what's all this light about? It's a manifestation of himself.
Woo!
Glory to God.
Whoa.
Glory to God.
Light energy.
Yes.
186,000 miles a second.
Amen.
Now, how long has light traveled just since I did that? Your calculator won't handle it. Amen. See what I'm talking about? And that is the light that gave birth to you. Your spirit being functions at the speed of light. Your body doesn't. It's when Adam fell, he fell below the light line. Oh, I'd like to get in there and walk around and mess around, but
I know. Maybe later.
Anyway. Now, Now that you see that, see, he is light. Now what happens when light comes in contact with dark? Again. Whoa! Sin is dark!
Yes, come on.
Amen.
That's right.
That's good.
Yes. Gloria.
If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth isn't in us. If we confess our sins, now let's do this with it. When we confess our sins, he is faithful and just or righteous. It's the same word. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if all unrighteousness is gone, what's left? Righteousness. Amen. Gone again. Skipped him a loop. What's gone? Sin!
That's right. Sin's gone. Yeah. Sin's gone.
Hallelujah!
Glory to God.
Light attacked it.
Yes.
When? When you spoke.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I judge myself. Be brutally honest. Not condemning yourself. You just be honest. Don't you stand there and say, Lord, I got this problem. No, you ain't got a problem, darling. You sin. Call it its nasty, ugly name. If you can find it in that list, then call it that. I committed it. But I repent.
Amen.
And if you don't have a smile on your face, get one. And I hear, by faith, on what you said.
That's right.
By faith, I receive my forgiveness and I receive my cleansing from all unrighteousness. Sir, I am forgiven, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, but I just don't feel like he loves me. I told you most people don't believe God loves them.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.